So, good morning, everyone. I'd like to begin the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District Board of Directors meeting this November 17th, 8 a.m. We'll go to item number one on the agenda, which is Pledge of Allegiance, and we could get that going.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so did we complete item number one, Tom?
Yes.
Okay, hey, because I was having trouble hearing it. We'll go to item number two, roll call the board of directors. If you hear your name, please signify by saying aye. And Vanessa, is she conducting the roll?
Yes.
Yes, I am, President Chavez.
Okay, go ahead and conduct the roll, please.
Director Fellow?
Here.
Director Trevino? He's here. He just walked in, but he's on mute. Director Garcia?
Here.
Vice President Santana? And President Chavez?
Here. Thank you. Let the record show that four directors are present. Constitutes a majority or a quorum. We'll go to item number three, adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Fellow, seconded by Garcia to adopt the agenda as presented. Please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino? I can hear him. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Vice President Santana? And President Chavez?
Thank you. Aye. So that is approved by a 3-0 vote. If Director Trevino wants to join and add to that vote, we probably could do that. We'll go to item number four, public comment. Vanessa, is there anybody from the public that wishes to address the board at this time?
Good morning. As of now, we have not received any public comments, and I do not see any hands raised.
Thank you. If not, we may go back on that. Item number five, committee reports. There are government affairs, administrative finance, and water resources committees that's on the agenda. Those reports are in our packets. Is there any additional information that any of the chairs wish to add to their committee reports?
No.
Okay. So we'll accept those reports and move on to item number six, consent calendar. There are five items on the consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second, Trevino.
It's been moved by Dr. Fellow, seconded by Dr. Trevino. at this time, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So that passes on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to item number 7A, which is authorization of the general manager to negotiate and execute a lease agreement with the San Gabriel Valley Economics Partnership. There's a recommendation there before us. Is there a motion?
Trevino, move.
Thank you.
Second, Fellow.
It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Fellow. Tom, is there any additional information that we need on this item?
Just to clarify, make sure the board understands where we are in this. We haven't quite finished all of the items on this lease, and we are working with our legal counsel to make sure it's reviewed on legal counsel side. The outstanding items, the primary outstanding item is regarding the escalation clause. And so we have proposed a 3% annual escalation in the lease rate. They countered with a CPI indexed escalation with a 3% cap. And we responded that we will accept a CPI index, but with a 5% cap, or go back to our original 3% flat escalation clause. So we're still negotiating that out. But other than that, the rest of the terms of the lease pretty well been ironed out. And the economic partnership would like to try and get this ready to execute prior to the end of this month, as their executive director is retiring at the end of November. So with that, I would recommend the board authorize the general manager to enter into this lease and execute the lease agreement.
Okay. Makes sense. Any questions on this item, directors? If not, then there's a motion on the floor. Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. And that passes on a 4-0 vote. Thank you. We'll go to 7B, which is authorize the general manager to execute a purchase agreement letter with the main San Gabriel Basin Watermaster for replenishment water purchases. There is a recommendation from the general manager. Can I have a motion? Then we'll have discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Moved by Garcia, seconded by Fellow. Tom, is there any discussion on this?
Just to let you know that we've actually had quite extensive discussions, both with the producers, with Watermaster, and through the Finance and Admin Committee on this item. This is essentially the mechanism we're using to deal with the increasing RTS charges for Metropolitan, which we originally had proposed. One option was to pass those through, but this is something that the producers and Evelyn and I are comfortable with, is that if Watermaster can agree to these minimum purchases, that will fully cover those increasing RTS charges. And rather than revise our rate structure with a resolution, we've worked with legal counsel, and by the board approving this letter agreement, it accomplishes the same end result, but the board will not have to readopt our rate resolution. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from directors? If not, then there's a motion on the floor. Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. That passes on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to item number 8, which is informational items, press releases, and use articles. We'll go to item number 9. So, Mr. Love, did we ever get our attorney on the conference phone?
I do not see anyone from legal counsel's office on at this time. Let me see if they responded to my text. No.
Okay. So we'll go back to it should they appear before the end of the adjournment. We'll go to item number 10, engineer's report. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good to see everybody. I'm here and ready, Mr. President.
I see you.
Hey, well, looks like fall's here, folks. It's pretty foggy and wet and cold out there. Let's hope we get some rain. We can sure use it. So I got a little bit of a different report. As you may know, we sort of caucus with the upper district staff, with Tom and the upper district staff pretty regularly. And in our discussions, we thought I'd provide a little bit more information today. Tom provided some information on the replacement authorization of replacement water, and the coordination has been going on. There's been a lot of coordination going on between the upper district, the Watermaster, and NWD. A lot of coordination on how the purchases work, including, as Tom mentioned, the rates and minimum purchase to upper district. So I just got to run through a couple of quick things. It's a little bit different format, but it's pretty much all the same information that we provide. This year, Watermaster has collected funds to purchase quite a bit of water. Those funds are collected several ways, as I think most of you know, replacement water assessments, the RDA assessment, which is very large, the septic storage orders from producers, The RDA and certainly the MWD agreement. We've got purchases associated with the MWD agreement. They're really tied with both replacement water and the RDA. But the collected funds this year to purchase a little bit over 64,000 acre feet. It's a lot of water. Certainly meets the minimum requirements that we need to comply with the discussions on minimum purchases for the rate structure at Upper District. So that's good. The minimum requirement for this year under the MWD agreement that was signed several years ago and updated many times is just a little over 14,000. So there should be no problem there. We will certainly meet those requirements. There's been reported in the past that there are deliveries being made to the canyon during this dry period, both direct delivery and deliveries to the canyon for spreading. On the order of about 6,000 acre feet a month, roughly, three to 6,000 acre feet a month. Between now and January 2022, we're looking at about 12,000 acre feet total will be going to the canyon. So that's taking up part of that 64,000 acre feet of funds that have been collected. There is going to be a purchase made out of cyclic storage. There's a lot of water in cyclic storage as part of the MWD agreement and Upper District cyclic storage account. So there's going to be about cyclic storage. After the cyclic storage deliveries, there will be about 26,000, about 26,500 acre feet over. The plan right now is everybody's talking about maybe a bleak winter and bleak spring, but the plan right now is to hope that we get some snowpack, we get some rain and snow on the high Sierras, and we'll be able to buy some wet water. Our basin certainly needs wet water, so we're holding back some funds. We could buy more out of cyclic storage. Part of the reason for buying water out of cyclic storage is we're going to get this year's rate. We can buy it out of cyclic storage and get this rate. There will be a rate increase next year. But with the interest that we have in getting wet water deliveries, we're holding back some funds in order to buy on the order of 26,000 acre feet if we can get some wet water deliveries next year to help the basin. So that's the plan for the deliveries, for the purchases of water this year. Ruben just put up a graph of the key well, and what I wanted to walk through real quick is what we're looking at going down the road, what we're looking at in the basin. I'll sort of remind everybody, I don't think Director Garcia was here for all of this, but back in the last drought, as the basin dropped down to the historic low, there were several levels of investigation that we did to look to see, investigate the impacts in the basin. Which wells would be impacted, how many wells might be impacted, who had imported water connections, how we would move water around the basin if the basin kept going down and we lost potable water supply from the basin. We could lose wells either don't produce as much or they have to shut down. So a lot of investigation was done. So we have a pretty good base idea of how we need to address water delivery and water reliability from the groundwater basin as the water levels drop. So we're looking at that already. We're not there yet. I mean, I've mentioned before the historic low was 169. We're right now at 183, and we're headed into what we would normally consider to be a wet period. This is the wintertime. We should get some water, so we should have recovery. But last year was not very good, as we all know. So what we've done is we've taken a little bit of a look at what to expect if we get a year again like last year, where we might be. And this graph tends to try to show that. Let me just see. I'll have to look at my own because the pictures of the folks that are using the video is covering up part of my graph, so I can't see the right side. So anyway, there's a big, big line there that shows where we're at right now. And you see actual key well elevation, 183.3, right there in the middle. Over on the right, what we've done is some projections just to look to see where we might be going forward under really bleak conditions. So similar trend, November 2013, 2014, historic low, when we got to the historic low of 169. From April 2022 projected, If we follow those same that same hydrologic pattern as we did back when we hit the historic low, you can see that by April of 2022, we're projected to be at about 179. And then by September of 2022, basically a year from now, we could hit the historic low again, based on what we see right now, if we don't get any wet deliveries. As I reported before, we're holding back funds. If we can get some imported water, we'll put that in the ground, certainly. And then if we get some local water, we'll certainly replenish the groundwater basin. But we just thought in discussions that it'd be good for you folks to see that we're looking forward or where we might be. And we have information for that from the right side of where that vertical black line is, the projection side, that we're looking at where we might be and what impacts there might be in the basin, and making sure that the water producers will continue to have reliable water supply. So it's just a briefing basically on where we're at. The rest of my report's pretty basic. So far this year, we've had the one decent storm. It's gotten us about 70, a little over 70% of long-term average right now for this time of year. As it stays dry, that percentage drops every week because November is normally a wet month, but that's just where we are right now. We had a little bit of runoff after that storm, but now the runoff into San Gabriel Canyon is now down. Gosh, it's down to about, 7 CFS. We were up to 30, 40, 50 CFS coming in to San Gabriel Canyon, filling up our reservoirs. It's down to 7 CFS, so it's dry again up there. I've given you the rainfall. Water quality, real quick on the water quality. October, 59 wells sampled under the Title 22 DDW health program. In September, 13 wells were sampled, and we received no reports of new wells shut down due to water quality. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Mr. President, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Director Trevino.
Steve, you mentioned 3 to 6,000 acre feet, which is quite a bit of a range.
Yeah.
And the canyon. What is the average, and what time frame are we talking about when we average 3 to 6,000 acre feet?
Up in the canyon, the deliveries to the canyon. Okay, what we've got is, I'll give you some more information, is the end from October 2021 through December 31st, that's October, November, December, our estimate is 6,000 acre feet total. They're taking a fairly steady flow rate, part of it into their treatment plant and part of it into the Upper Canyon spreading grounds. The situation for Azusa up there is that, and they're trying to correct that right now. We're actually working with Jared at the city of Azusa, is that all of their production over the years, they've moved all of their wells out of the main basin and into the Upper Canyon basin, which has a somewhat limited supply because it doesn't hold as much water. There's a fault there and it doesn't hold as much water. So it gets depleted faster than the main basin. But the advantage of the Upper Canyon Basin is that the water quality is better. You're completely separate from all of the contamination issues that we have in the main basin. So they made a move to go up canyon and put their wells up there. They have a surface diversion up there with a surface water into the treatment plant, and they have access to imported water to the treatment facility. Over the years, what they found out is that Azusa sort of learned that maybe they should have kept some production capacity in the main basin to make sure that they could continue to pump groundwater. Because sometimes we have local water supply droughts, and we have droughts on the State Water Project, and they can't get imported water to their plant either. So, the worst of all situations is we have drought on the Central Valley on the State Water Project and locally, and that's what they're experiencing. So they're finding out that they really needed to keep some more production capacity, and the main basin would certainly last a lot longer during drought periods. We're working with Jared right now to either reactivate some wells they've shut off or possibly drill new wells in the main basin. So in answer to your question, 6,000 acre feet from October through December. So that's 3 months. So that's on the order of about 2,000 acre foot a month that they're going to be delivering up there. Some of it to the treatment plant, some of it bleeding off and replenishing the groundwater so that they can pump groundwater. And then the plan is after January 1, they're going to deliver about another 6,000 acre feet as long as they need the water. So we're allocating about a total of 12,000. As long as it stays dry, if it gets wet and we have surface water and they're able to fill up the canyon, then they'll certainly turn off those imported water connect, that imported water connection.
Okay.
I have a follow-up for me. The situation with Azusa, is that something that we're looking at long-term? Are they, you know, what's the prognosis on the situation with Azusa?
No, it shouldn't be long-term. Drought is the problem. The fact that we're so dry is the problem. They didn't really plan as well for a drought in the state water project and a drought locally as maybe they could have, because there are deeper wells in the main basin, but they're wells up in the canyon. They basically are shallower wells and the basin shallower, and they lose capacity. So basically the reliance on those wells with imported water to the surface water treatment plant is their only water supply. If they had to maintain some deeper wells in the main basin, they would have more water. That's what we're working on right now. We actually, last year, we worked with Jared to try to bring one of their wells back into service. But the way things, you know, the time it takes to get contractors lined up, to get permits, the regulatory requirements to reactivate a well, there was just no way. So about halfway into the program, Jared, City of Azusa, we stopped that program, focused on getting water up in the canyons and other wells, and then working on getting that well activated this year. So we are working on that right now. So they should have a solution in the next 6 to 9 months with a reactivation of a main basin well. And we're also, as a back of that, we're looking at another new well in the main basin, locating a new well. That would take probably a year to do. But they are expanding their well capacity into the main basin, which is much more reliable than the canyon basin. So long term, I don't think it's a problem. Jared's already addressing it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any other follow up questions from the board of directors? If not, thank you for that report, and we'll go to our general manager, Mr. Love.
Thank you, President Chavez. A couple of things to add to my written report and tying on to a few things Steve mentioned. I really want to focus in on the hot topics at Metropolitan Water District at the present time. Of course, the first, it was the MWD board's adoption of a drought emergency resolution, calling on member agencies, in particular member agencies that take state water project water, to do what they feel is necessary and appropriate to minimize and reduce their dependence on state water project water. And so on December 10th, our board meeting, we will talk about some actions that Upper District has already taken in that regard and what we need to look for in the future to make sure that we are promoting conservation to the highest level that we can. The other is the Integrated Resources Plan, which has been going on, that effort's been going on for over a year. It was kind of put on the back burner for a couple of months, part of the leadership transition at Met and a few other issues. And that is back, and that will be coming forward for some decisions on the Metropolitan Board, possibly as early as December. Just had a workshop meeting with Metropolitan staff yesterday, and it's coming along fairly well. The focus of that has kind of shifted a bit in this realization that the limitations of Metropolitan to move their Colorado River water, their big storage reserves, into parts of the system that really can only get state water project water. The third issue at Metropolitan is the demand management charge. We had Metropolitan staff, Drew Atwater, Catano, and Arnott make a presentation to the board in September on those rate structure options for demand management. Since that time, there has been a court ruling, which has essentially ruled out many of the options that Upper District was supporting. And I think what we're left with is a few options. The one that probably is the most palatable for Upper District is the one that San Diego has been promoting, and that is put the demand management on 100% supply. In other words, it's just put on water that Met provides, not water that someone like San Diego transfers from somewhere else. But it's not the end of the world for Upper District with that option. There'll be a workshop tomorrow with Metropolitan staff on that. And then we have briefed the producers on this issue last week at the producer meeting, and we'll also keep them informed as it moves forward. And then the last thing, and we've already kind of talked about it, it's an extreme challenge for Metropolitan this year on the limited state water project supplies. I should say they're managing through it this year because they're pulling water out of the stored water they have on the state water project. But by the end of this calendar year, that stored water will be pretty much depleted. And if the state water project is at zero allocation, there will be some extreme challenges for the state water project dependent areas. Now, while we do depend on state water project water, as Steve reported on that key well, we've got another 12 months of water left in the basin. If it's bleak, if our future's bleak, we don't get rain here locally, we're not able to get a significant amount of replenishment water. But if it's that remains the condition a year from now, then we're going to have to look at some options on how we can get wet water delivered to the basin. And that's all I have to add to my report. And I see Martin, legal counsel, has joined the meeting. President Chavez, I don't know if you want to go back to the legal counsel report.
Yes. Before we leave the general manager's report, is there any questions or comments from the board of directors? If not, then we'll go back to item number 9, the attorney's report. Welcome.
Martin, you're on mute.
Thank you. And I do apologize for being being delayed and not getting on in the beginning. I think other than working with staff on the projects that have been sent to our office, I don't think we have anything new to report.
Okay. And thank you for that. We'll go continue on the agenda, which is item number 12, the Metropolitan Report. That report's with us. So, Dr. Pello, is there anything to add to that?
Yes, thank you, President Chavez. Tom has already talked to you about the drought restriction plan that was passed last week at the executive committee meeting. And he also talked to you about the ruling of the San Diego court's decision and favoring San Diego. So we're going to have to be going back to the drawing boards about rate structure, and I'll work with Tom on that to get the best plan for the San Gabriel Valley. And we also evaluated the MWD attorney, the auditor and ethics officer last week, and all were given raises, which they should have. Unfortunately, after this Levin retreat we had, the board is still kind of fractured and really bothered some of us. And a lot of people there talk about supporting women, but when it comes to having a woman chairman of the board, having a woman attorney, having a woman GM, they seem to turn a different way. And some of the LA delegation walked out instead of supporting the current attorney, Marshall Scully, who all of the San Gabriel delegation, including myself, talked about her. I think she's an outstanding attorney, but it is bothering to see people talk a lot, but don't walk the talk. Speaking of women to the board, I'm very happy to announce that Nancy Sutley will be joining the LA delegation. I served with Nancy many years ago. She's a big name in California water politics, and she was President Obama's advisor on water when he was president, and I'm looking forward to having her leadership back on the board. And that's it, President Chavez. Thank you.
Director Fellow, the bells are lovely. Could you mute yourself, though?
Oh, yes. It's Italy.
And President Chavez, did we lose you?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tom, can you follow up with Randy Solomon, the executive director for the Water Quality Authority, to give us a presentation, an update on the activities of the agency? We would like it probably before the end of the year, if not in January.
Yeah, we'll plan to put that on the December 10th board agenda.
Okay, just coordinate with him, and you'll know all the good stuff that we're doing down there. Okay, with that, we'll go to item number 14, a Water Master report. Is there any reports to be added? If not, then we'll go to item number 15, AB 1234, compliance reports. That's in our packet. Nothing needed to be added. And we'll go to item number 16, director's comments. So we'll start off with Dr. Fellow.
Thank you, President Chavez. I would just like to ask that we adjourn in memory of Roger Chandler, a councilman and former mayor of the city of Arcadia, who died two days ago. I talked to him a month ago, I think, and he was battling lung cancer, and I really thought he would beat it, but it got to him. He was a longtime resident of the city of Arcadia and certainly a mainstay of Arcadia politics, a graduate of Pasadena City College, where I appointed him to many boards and commissions on my term there. And he was a good friend and supporter, and I shall miss him very much. Thank you.
Okay, so noted. Our condolences to the family, and we'll adjourn in his memory. Thank you. We'll go to Director Garcia.
I just want to say that I had a great time recording for our social media for our engagement with the community. I know it was wonderful to be with staff and record about our water filled stations at the school district. I've had a lot of comments on how great that is, so I just want to commend our team for doing such a great job in engaging our community and helping them understand the drought. It's been a great experience, so thank you.
Thank you. Director Trevino.
I have nothing to report, Mr. President.
Thank you. And no report for me, but I just want to thank staff for all that they have done. And I did want to add about the video recording, too. As Director Garcia said, I had a pleasure working with our staff on that project, and hopefully the community will get some good information out of that. We'll go to item number 17, future agenda items. If there are any, please let Mr. Love or myself know about that so we could put that on the agenda. And I believe we do not have a closed session this morning, Mr. Love?
That is correct.
Okay. Any other further business that we need to dispense with today? If not, then thank you all for joining us this morning, and we will be adjourned.